From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration says there were clearly safety violations at the time of yesterday's coal mine explosion in West Virginia. Administrator Kevin Strickland says investigators are trying to identify exactly what went wrong.
We have to ascertain the reason behind why it wasn't safe. But, I mean, an explosion wouldn't have happened if there wasn't a problem here.
Meanwhile, rescuers are waiting to resume their search for four coal miners still missing. Workers are drilling holes through the mountain in an effort to release a buildup of dangerous methane gases. 25 miners are known dead. President Obama has released a new nuclear posture review detailing how the U.S. will use its nuclear weapons. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, Mr. Obama says the plan is a significant step forward in reducing the reliance on nuclear weapons.
The president left it to his top aides to spell out the changes in nuclear strategy. Defense Secretary Robert Gates told reporters the review is very explicit that the fundamental role of the U.S. nuclear weapons arsenal is for deterrence. Still, Gates says the review is also designed to make clear to states like Iran and North Korea that all options are on the table in dealing with them. The U.S. will not swear off first use of nuclear weapons, Gates says, as long as control of those weapons around the world is uncertain. But the president pledged in the review not to conduct nuclear testing or develop new nuclear warheads. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
One of President Obama's appeals court nominees has apologized for leaving information out of his questionnaire to the Senate Judiciary Committee. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, the apology has not mollified Senate Republicans.
Senate Republicans say Goodwin Liu's nomination is in jeopardy. They uncovered speeches and panel discussions that Liu failed to disclose. In a letter of apology, Liu said none of the omissions was intentional, but Republicans accuse him of being either incompetent or deceitful. They have asked Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy to postpone his confirmation hearing so they have time to review the new materials. Liu is a Berkeley law professor nominated to the appeals court on the West Coast. He's seen as having a good chance at a Supreme Court nomination someday. He co-authored a book arguing that the Constitution's meaning evolves over time. That legal theory is anathema to some conservatives who have pledged to fight his nomination. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Nearly a quarter of the nation's unemployed have been out of work for a year or more. The Pew Charitable Trust reports 3.4 million people fall into that category and projects the federal government will spend five times more on unemployment benefits this year than it did 3 years ago. Stocks ended the day mixed after minutes from the last Federal Reserve meeting eased concerns about rising interest rates. The Dow closed down 3 points at 10,969. The Nasdaq picked up seven. This is NPR. A tsunami warning has been lifted, and there are no reports of widespread damage or casualties on Sumatra after it was rocked by a magnitude 7.8 earthquake. In 2004, a powerful quake off the Indonesian island triggered a massive tsunami that killed some 226,000 people. In about an hour, astronauts on board the Space Shuttle Discovery and the International Space Station will begin operations to dock. Hookup is scheduled for 3:44 tomorrow morning, Eastern Time. But NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports the Discovery crew's having to cope with a malfunctioning antenna.
This particular antenna on the shuttle is used to send and receive data and video. It's also used for radar tracking to help the shuttle dock with the station. Leroy Kane is chair of NASA's mission management team. He says even though this antenna has failed, astronauts have ways of working around the problem.
We are going to execute the nominal mission duration, and we're going to get all the objectives that we had planned on getting.
For example, Discovery's crew performed a routine inspection of the shuttle's heat shield to make sure it didn't suffer any damage during Monday's launch. The images taken during that inspection could not be beamed back to Earth, so they were recorded. Astronauts will send them home later using the space station's communication system. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
The number of births in the U.S. dropped in 2008 by 2%. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports women in their late 30s. It was the first decrease for them in 30 years. Demographers suggest the dip is due to tough economic times. At the same time, though, the CDC says the birth rate for women in their 40s was markedly higher. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.